Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I am just, and Donnie was not part of this conversation because he was on his way to talk to Landon Roberts, and by all accounts, it was great.
Excellent Landon Roberts show, yeah.
Show last night.
Heard a lot of plaudits.
I am still hung up on the city limits take that Steelers fans respect the Ravens and how this is not apparently this bloodthirsty rivalry where it's one of these rivals where if they were on fire, you wouldn't want to pee on them
to
put the fire out. Mm-hmm. This almost reverence for the Ravens that I was hearing a little bit from you yesterday and from some of our callers.
I don't like the word reverence.
Who chimed
right off
in
the bat. Respect. Respect and reverence are two very different things.
Reverence is a more dignified version of respect. And you might not like that word for yourself, but that's what I was hearing from some of our callers yesterday. You respect the team that has Deontay Johnson coming in here. You respect the team that has Lamar Jackson at quarterback. You respect the team that's coached by John Harbaugh, one of the most smug, arrogant personalities in all of professional football. I'm not saying respect for a team that came in here and lost an AFC championship game 15 years ago or 16 years ago. I'm talking about as things currently stand right now. When Steelers fans think of the Ravens, they think of friggin' Aretha Franklin and her song. I mean,
get
come
out of
on
my
now.
Head. When you said this, when you set that up before you said Aretha Franklin, I started in my head going, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Why did you say that?
Because
I swear to God, get out of my head.
Because I think of the big lady too. When the respect word gets thrown around.
If you had called her that when she was alive, she would have verbally eviscerated you.
Absolutely. But she's no longer here, so she can't stand up for herself anymore, unfortunately.
I think there would be plenty of people willing to stand up for her on her behalf to you for calling her the big lady and not one of the greatest
singers
ever.
Donnie, do you think, when you think of the Ravens, more respect than hate for them?
I see where he's coming from. Yeah, I do. Because I feel like, as a kid growing up in the when that rivalry was at its best, like the 2000s into the 2010s, you weren't getting any better in the NFL than Ravens Steelers. I think there was like an underlying respect between the two because the two teams were pretty similar. It's like they're going to absolutely knock you out. They're going to hit you in the mouth, and they're probably going to meet each other in a big game by January. They're going to get to play three times per year. Every single game is going to be an absolute slugfest. I think it was Bill Hillgrove who once said Steelers-Ravens should not be played on a sunny Sunday in a stadium. It should be played at midnight in a back alley. Like, that is how it felt with some of those guys. There were some nasty
You're using past tense on me, though. You're using back in the day, and that's fine.
NFL
back,
neutered some of the back, things that people back in like the most.
Back in the day,
absolutely.
Back in the day, Steelers Raiders was the thing when your old man was in middle school. Okay, like times change. We were inundated with callers near the end of the show that were actually saying nice things about the Ravens, and it made me a little bit sick to my stomach.
I don't have as much of that feeling now as I did when I was a kid. Like, it's certainly lost a little bit of its luster. I think another thing too, and I know it should be easier. It's easier said than done to kind of separate the team from the fan base. I think that's actually part of the thing that weighs into this too. That we find so much more annoyance with people that follow the other two teams in the AFC North, especially the one in Cleveland. when, okay, the Ravens have actually backed up any sort of talk they have. Like,
oh, so your complaint about the Browns fans is that they get too big for their britches.
Yeah, I mean,
thing.
we go into every single offseason, okay. It's the same thing. Oh, we're going to win 10 games and win the AFC North. Steelers will be lucky to win 7 games. The same thing was happening this offseason, and their freaking team is 2-8.
I've been to Steelers-Ravens games in Pittsburgh, played at night. I've been to Steelers-Ravens games in Baltimore. I got to be honest with you, just anecdotally, when I see the two fan bases interact with each other, I don't really, it doesn't ooze respect. It just, respect is not the first word that pops into
my
head.
How many rivalries, though, in the NFL when the actual fans are together on game day are you like, ah, yes, this is a hearty handshake game? None.
Well, I'm sure you go to some of these Midwest towns and they treat you like gold and they say, oh, thanks for coming.
Oh, yeah,
we
Chiefs
love you here.
Fans. I'm sure they're just wonderful.
I've been, okay, Steelers and Chiefs, not really a rivalry.
That's the point. That's kind of the point.
But I've been to a playoff game there and I would not the fans are loud, but I wouldn't say they're hostile towards Steelers fans. Ravens fans are hostile towards us. Absolutely in Baltimore.
Because it's a rivalry, Pony. That's
yes.
The point.
Yeah.
The Chiefs probably look at the Steelers as, oh, look at that cute little team here thinking they're going to beat Patrick Mahomes.
Not one steeped in respect, steeped in hatred. Steeped in, I want this team that the Steelers are playing on Sunday to lose every game they play by 50 points.
I mean, that would be helpful because I would like them eliminated from playoff contention, but I view the Browns similarly to the way Donnie does. I've started to just laugh at them. Off-season champs every year. The Bengals, I have some respect and a healthy...
I got more respect for them.
I have a healthy fear of them because I've seen Burrow torch the Steelers, but the Ravens, it's more just overall body of work, man. I've seen them beat the Steelers. I've seen Lamar, yes, not play very good games. In fact, bad games against the Steelers. I kind of respect that they're the Steelers' mirror image.
I don't remember people, now maybe near the end they did, but I don't haven't lived through it. I don't remember people saying, man, I respect those Patriots. Man, I respect Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Patriots normally
beat our ass.
I was just going to say, that was the most
Steelers
one-sided
Ravens
rivalry
is very
ever.
Down the middle.
Yeah, this is an actual rivalry. Both sides get their digs in here, man. I think that's why the dynamic is what it is.
So when it's more 50-50, you respect the opponent more than hate them less, is what you guys are telling me?
I've respected that. I mean, the bottom line is I've respected them going back to pretty much Cowher's time, Tomlin's first couple of years, all the way through. Harbaugh annoys me. It annoys me when they win because I prefer to see them lose. But that nothing about them feels cheap, is I guess what I would say. I think the Bengals in the past have been cheap. The Browns are obviously just a joke. The Patriots, it wasn't the same because it was just always hammer, meat, nail. It's easier, I think, for me, at least, as a fan, to respect a team when there's give and take in the rivalry.
I feel like Steelers fans absolutely hated the Patriots, like with every fiber of their being.
Well, there was also
those
proof
20 years.
And belief that they potentially cheated the Steelers out of the highest honor in the league.
The Walter Payton Man of the Year Award?
Yes, of course.
It is. That's what it is. The Walter Payton Man of the Year.
It just did not seem right. I almost feel embarrassed for the last hour of the show where we're trying to get people hyped up for this game and our listeners are lining up around the corner, around the block to say, I actually respect and I almost heard like when we're not playing them, there's part of me that roots for them because they're just like us.
No,
what
I don't. I don't
that?
Root for them. Oh. I don't have that. I don't have that. The only time I've ever rooted for the Ravens is when they would play New England in the playoffs. I would root for them then. Lesser of two evils.
I'll just make another analogy to a team we're supposed to hate here. I never recall working at this station in 15 years having people say, you know what? I respect the Philadelphia Flyers. I got respect for that team. They play hard.
Cheap.
They put you on your ass.
Cheap.
So somebody blindside hits you, knocks you in the head, and concusses you. That ain't cheap. I mean, that was part of those AFC matchups that Donnie's now putting on.
See, I think the Steelers were the cheaper team.
Me, I'll cheap you right.
Who's the biggest cheap shot artist that has played in that game in the Steelers Ravens? And I think the guy is one of the great players I've ever seen, and I loved watching him. Hines Ward went headhunting for people.
Well, then hold on a second here. Then we're hypocrites here because if Steelers fans are gonna admire Hines Ward for that, then why don't they say the same thing about Perfect?
Is this your first time being a sports fan? Of course you take your own and say, he's our guy, so it's okay. It's their guy. It sucks.
Okay,
I feel the same way about Rodney Harrison.
Okay, but you guys just said that, all right, they want to concuss our guy. We'll concuss their guy, and that's what made Steelers-Ravens great. And then when Burfict started going on that spree, it turned the Bengals into public enemy number one, and no one had
this
respect for
them.
This
all stemmed from the Flyers thing, where the Flyers made it a notorious thing that that's what their brand was. We're going to cheap shot you. And I said, if we're playing the cheap shot game here, Hines Ward was the cheapest player to play.
The one-on-one battles between Ward and Ed Reed were something.
Again, that
you know
was more
loved those big Dan Dierdorf.
That was more Hammer seeking out Nail and Nail trying to avoid Hammer at all costs.
You guys are practically gushing about these Steelers.
I love Steelers. I love Steelers Ravens,
and
week.
I respect them so much. Oh, the respect.
You want some catnip here that's going to make you feel better from your good buddy Fake John and Robinson? He blames Tomlin's fumbling of the bag with the Steelers. His teams have been irrelevant for a decade, and the rivalry cooled and respect developed. I guess like magma exploding into the ocean and then forming an island. So that's your Fake John and Robinson take.
By the end of the week, Fake John's going to blame Tomlin for Bidenomics and the fact that our grocery prices are as high as they are. He blames him for everything.
I do think
global warming.
I do think for a long time that was your link together, the two of you.
I think Pony would have been upset by what I told you in the back, Chris. Remember the random Raven I said I really liked?
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, he loves Haloti Ngata, who punched Ben in the face through his face mask and broke his nose. Oh, he's a big Haloti Ngata guy.
The internal battles there, Ngata and Pouncey and DeCastro.
Man.
Ate him up.
Pony would Ngata have to say what? Haloti Ngata, not a fan of that
he
guy.
He was a bad MF-er.
He was a bad dude. He was a bad dude.
That's like somebody in Western Europe saying, you know, I was a big fan of Napoleon. Yeah, when when he came in and conquered our ass, pretty good guy.
Handed his jacket the whole time, great balance, low center of gravity.
Loved the hat.
Hated that he got exiled.
No one else could have pulled that hat off but him.
I'll tell you what, though, Waterloo, no one saw that coming.
Haloti Ngata.
So Haloti Ngata is Napoleon. Okay, well, yeah, who else we got?
By the end of the show, Donnie's going to be...
Bart Scott is Attila the Hun.
Yeah, singing the praises of Terrell Suggs. You know, when he said he owned Ben Soul in his ass, I was arousing hearing him say that. So, yesterday we just...
You're struggling with this, man. Well, City Limits has put you in a blender with a take. I've never seen a take throw you this badly.
I'm just shocked. And it's purely anecdotal right now that so many of our interactions from yesterday and it's carried over in today are from Steelers fans telling us, no, 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 we don't hate the Ravens. We actually respect them. And it has blown my mind. You'd think on the precipice of this game, it would intensify the dislike for them.
I do dislike them, but like I love this game. And part of it is because I don't hate the opponent quite the same way I hated the Patriots.
412-928-9370. Do you hate the Ravens more than you respect them? Are you actually one of these guys that respects the Ravens?
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.